North America as a consumer market, but mm-hmm. you come here in this part of the world, the Middle East, and if you go further down, in fact, the Asia side, in fact, China, Pakistan, India, and all, a lot of consumer market. This is the market, in fact, they need to capture.
Welcome back to Evolving Your Workplace, where we discuss real-time workplace issues with experts to get you the best solutions for your company. I'm your host, Carol Schultz, organizational strategist and creator of the Organizational Scaffold System. Let's get into it. Greetings and welcome back to Evolving Your Workplace. I'm Carol Schultz. This week, I want to cover something a lot of us that own North American companies think about: expanding internationally, which countries to target, when, how. I have international expert Adnan Haroon, founder of BIMAC Group. It's a global leader in business investments, strategic advisory, and technology-driven solutions. Adnan, I've been looking forward to this conversation. You founded BIMAC just not long ago in 2021. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, in fact, it's not that long, in fact. So it's just only 5 years old child, I can say, in fact. So we thought it's going to be our alone child, in fact, it's the only child, but we ended up with 9 countries and the 6 representatives. So it's kind of more than we expected. So BIMAC is, as the word, in fact, where we found, so BIMAC is stand for banking, business, investment, merger, acquisition, advisory, and consultancy. It's a good kind of mix of things. So primarily, in fact, we started with advising the credit unions on their acquisition exit plans, and initially in Canada. And we also then felt that there's a lot of need in USA as well. Mm-hmm. So that's where we, another firm, we registered with the BIMAC USA as well, a similar kind of activity we are doing. And we were advising the credit unions on the various type of things, in fact, IT-related things and their finance it, in fact, acquisitions, these type of basic things that we started. But over the period, in fact, then we got some lead in the Middle East that they would like to acquire, or they would like to set up a greenfield bank in offshore locations. So they spotted us. In fact, they found they don't like to hire or engage any big fours, in fact. So they called us, and then we moved to UAE. So that was our place. In fact, that's where we really evolved a lot. So from UAE, in fact, we started BIMAC Middle East, and then we went to across other places as well, Balkan region, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and then we have representatives in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Singapore, UK, Malaysia. Right. So this kind of geography. In fact, but what we do, in fact, coming back to your question, in fact, the 4 verticals we do, in fact, one is the advisory side, which we advise to the various companies on their business journeys, growth, strategy, and all. The other bit is we assist the clients in terms of the merger and acquisitions. Now, it doesn't strict only one segment. It goes beyond that. In fact, we have banks, we have exchange house, we have refineries, real estate in 20-plus countries. So we assist the clients on the immediate M&A activities. So we sometimes end-to-end solution for the due diligence. The second bit we do is we support the corporate and the mid-sized organization to arrange the financing with the banks and the tier 2 financing companies as well. So those companies, in fact, they may be having finance or the good person sitting that side, but they may not be having a kind of a banking and financial knowledge. So we bring that expertise with us, and we got a partners who have worked in the banking sector. I am ex-banker as well. So that really gives me a lot of advantage. So we talk to the banks in financial and their language, and we understand their requirements. So we bridge the gap. The third bit we do is that we do the staff augmentations, wherein we do corporate service wherever they would like to form the company, as well as we provide the resources from junior resource to the finance, for the IT bits, HR, and so that kind of a thing. And we have a smaller subsidiary, IT subsidiary, where we provide the IT services to them, ERP implementations, so those kind of a thing. So these 4 segment under the BIMAC government that we work in the multiple geographies.
Got it. So you started the company in Canada, and you're now in the UAE, yeah? And, you know, as you said, you've expanded to about 9 countries. So let's talk about a little bit about your journey of starting in Canada and expanding, right? Kind of what you went through, where your challenges were, what you learned along the way.
Yeah. I'm based in UAE, but we travel a lot, in fact, because of the all locations. So definitely we station ourselves in the center of the place. That's where UAE sits on that side. Yeah, I think I moved back to Canada almost 25, 30 years back. Then I was traveling across. So my last move was back to in 2020, where I was sitting that probably I'll be relaxing, retirement at the age of 50, and we'll just enjoying the minus weather of the Canadian typical weather. But I'm not a person who can just sit back and just relax, and I just need to do something. So I started that, thought about this process, about the BIMEC, that why should we advise a company, in fact, or the banks. In fact, I got banking experience. So this is where when we started. So we formed the company. The company formation was a little bit challenging because the name of the company was coincided with one of the largest F&B segment as well. So then we gave an explanation to the registrar and the authorities to really justify that case. So the journey was not easy journey. Definitely, it was difficult because there are a lot of competitors in the market as well. So, but we give them a personal advice. In fact, that's what we believe. So if you compare with the big fours, the bigger organizations, in fact, they have a lot of hierarchy. In fact, they have partners, senior partners, managing partners, directors, and all juniors. We serve them. So we provide them a personalized service from I'm the junior and the senior and the partner. So you can talk to me. In fact, we can get the work done. So this is what we started. So I think it was a difficult journey. I still remember getting the smaller client. It was a very joy at the moment. In fact, the first client that we had, although not in terms of monetary wise, but the success, I think, it started only with the small step, right? So that's what we started. And my partner in USA, in fact, then we formed the company. So he supported me a lot. He said, Adnan, why don't we start here? I said, look, why don't we expand that particular brand into the other countries as well? So that's where our journey started. And as I told you, that once we got a lead to in the Middle East, so that's where, in fact, we thought that why should not be thinking about going beyond the boundaries, in fact. So yeah, North America we covered, then UAE, and within the UAE, we got in Oman, we got in Saudi as well. So you set up in Saudi as well, by Macromac. So this is how our journey, and then client was coming to us, especially from the North America and Europe as well. And, you know, taxation, I think one of the biggest challenge in the country is that your personal tax. In UAE, you don't have, in the Middle East, you don't have any personal tax. And corporate has just recently introduced with a 9%. So a lot of queries was coming up. So we thought we were earlier recommending our partners to facilitate the process of the formation of the company and all. But at some point of time, in fact, my partner said, why don't we do support these all activities? So that's where we then add the activities of the, we invite the clients, we form the company, we support them in the tax, audit and everything.
Right.
And bridging the gap between the banks. And as I told you, that even acquisition. So, and then we were not restricted. And then every partner, when we were going to that journey, so every partner was joining us. And I was lucky enough that I got a people from the Greek, I got a people from UK, got people from the Canada, in fact, from the Montenegro, in fact. So you name it, in fact. So it's a... It's kind of a very unique, in fact. So my objective was to get the people who lead the country with the local expertise. That was our main aim. So that's what, in fact, in Saudi, we got a Saudi partner. In Balkan region, we have Balkan region partner who got expertise as well. And they come with a different background. So that's how we evolved our various products, various services to the client.
So you've got about a dozen partners currently running offices. What, I mean, are those partners, you call them partners, but are they employees? Are they paying you a percentage? What is the arrangement? Because I know you've got about 100, north of 100 employees right now.
Yeah, I think the every partner is on commission basis, in fact, a transaction success basis, right?
Okay.
And they have their own expertise. So some of the partners have legal expertise. So definitely he can bring his own client. He can be 100% share with him for this one. But if he brings anything for us, definitely then we pool and we share those. So I think the partners arrangement in that, as far as the, as I told you that in Pakistan, by my Pakistan, they were subsidiary. IT subsidiary. There's a full-time employees being there. So that is where our back office function sits there. So there we have employees that we really pay, in fact. So it's kind of a running business for the last 5 years, in fact. Mm-hmm. And even before we joined, before we started in Pakistan, luckily my partner was running that company. So it came under the umbrella of the biomech mm-hmm. as well.
What do you tend to look for in a partner? Other than their local knowledge, right? But there's got to be more than that.
More than knowledge of the networking, main. I think that's where very important that besides having a local knowledge, in fact, you should be very well connected with the community. That's mm-hmm. very, very important for us being a partner. So I'll give you an example that my one of the partner here, in fact, he used to be the CEO of the banks, multiple banks. So he got very good connectivity with the clients and the business mm-hmm. community as well. So in the Balkan region, we have Marian. In fact, he used to be the parliamentarian and he used to be a city manager and he's also a London School graduate. So it's kind of a connectivity. So when we select the partner, when we dedicate that, we should ensure that they are well connected to the community and they have access to the information and the access to the right people. Mm-hmm. And not only just, I think, business perspective, but also we make sure that we build up the relationship. This is very, very key. So we don't like to be McKinsey or I think top 1-2, in fact, mm-hmm. as I told you that earlier, if we count from ranking from 1 to 1,000, probably we'll be in the 999 rank, but we will be on the top of providing the services, which is personal mm-hmm. services.
So what advice, Adnan, do you have for North American companies that are thinking about and looking to expand outside North America, overseas?
I think I studied in the U.S. as well, in fact, and we have a company in the U.S. So what I felt that some of the U.S. company, in fact, they have a lot of appetite, they have a lot of liquidity, but just focusing on the North America, the world has evolved, in fact, and yes. a lot of opportunities, and it's you can do it anything you want to do it mm-hmm. in the world. Mm-hmm. When I was talking to the company, in fact, they were just thinking that, okay, this U.S. is North America is our world, but beyond that one. So I was always talking to them and giving them a perspective of the international. So, and mm-hmm. we were talking to the different client as well. Now, there are a couple of companies came to Middle East, but it's not because of our effort, but it shows thee that a lot of now North American company are thinking to expand. I'll give you an example, say Royal Bank of Canada. In fact, they are in the process of coming to the Middle East. Mm-hmm. The National Bank of Canada, they already have set up their office here. And there are a lot of healthcare sector companies who are coming from the USA, Canada as well. And so not of the, in the UK as well. So it's a lot of opportunity. In fact, you have definitely North America as a consumer market. But mm-hmm. you come here in this part of the world, the Middle East. And if you go further down, in fact, the North Asia side, in fact, China, Pakistan, India and all. A lot of consumer markets. So those who are in the F&B sectors and everything, this is the market, in fact, they need to capture.
So let's kind of go back to the beginning when you founded the company. What was the aha moment or the inspiration that you had to found BiMac?
Well, I worked for international bank, frankly, and I worked in multiple locations. So, and I worked in a different segments of the bank, in fact. So I was in various finance, accounting, audit, credit operations. So always, in fact, I need to make sure that I learn a lot and expand a lot. So this mindset was already in there. I'm also chartered accountant, but I did from the Big Four as well. I was ex-KPMG investment. So the multinational organization, I can say the blood is already running in my veins, in fact. So make sure that go global. In fact, go global was, I think, one of my themes. So when we set up, mm-hmm. in fact, I was always thinking that we'll need to, I think, grow more than this. So we initiated in Canada, but we expanded to the countries where a lot of people are still thinking, in fact, that Balkan region, in fact, if you compare that in the Middle East is back, the very few companies, maybe hardly will be any company you'll find that they have a presence in Balkan region, Montenegro, Serbia, mm-hmm. Albania, except for the big mm-hmm. force, right? So the opportunity is being there. So we bring the partner who has a lot of international experience when we go to those countries, just like Balkan. So we are going as a team. So mm-hmm. the Balkan, if as a population, I'll give you an example, I think it's less than 1 million population in Montenegro. Now, with this population, definitely there'll be less expertise will be there. So if we are bringing our all North American, Canadian, Middle East experience to the Montenegro, so it's benefit to the country as well, right? So in terms of, and it's a very cost-effective manner. In fact, that we are not definitely going to charge anything or very significantly, which can't afford. But in the meantime, we bring a lot of expertise, technical expertise, IT segment. So I'll give you an example of Montenegro when I visited there, when I was talking to the couple of owners of the banks and also met with the Bank Association CEO as well. So I saw that they have not reached to the mark, which a lot of banks and the other segment has done from the IT side, from the process-wise, policies-wise. So when I was discussing with them, it's kind of new things for them. But for us, it was just standard. So that really, in fact, gives us a more motivation and make sure that we really deliver and we bring those expertise to those to the countries. It's not only just from the commercial aspect as well. It's just that what we believe is a corporate responsibility, make sure that if there's anything which is AML compliance related things, which has to be synced across the globe and world, definitely. So that's what we also give them some guidance which is not commercially associated anything benefit to us.
So you provide really a full ecosystem to your clients. If you go back to 5 years ago when you founded the company versus now, has that evolved in any way? You know, has what you sell, how you sell it, who you sell to changed since founding the company in 2021?
Well, I think as I said, look, when we are very selective in getting the partners, and I'm very lucky that I got this. In fact, we search, sometimes we don't search, and we got a partner, which is luckily, in fact, it helps us a lot. So the networks plays a very important role wherever we work in a multinational organization, multiple countries. So we all refer to each type of things. So I'll just give you one example, which is yesterday's example. So we have in Saudi office, and Saudi, when I visited, so I got connected with one of my colleagues, and we get for the lunch. And I met with one of the guy in the lunch, and he's running one of the large, he's a chief operating officer. He's running a payment system, one of the large payment system company in Saudi Arabia. And guess he's in UK, and from UK called me day before yesterday, Adnan, I'm looking for expansion here. Do you know anyone? So I said, we can provide you anything. So today we submitted one proposal to him we identified one of the company was in the exit mode. So through our connection, we find that particular company, we told them, and I think in next 24 hours, he's going to discuss with his CEO and probably for that. So just give you one example. So when clients send to us, in fact, we not only look at one asset. So give you examples. We went for Kazakhstan. So we met with the one group, which is they own the bank, but they own the multiple assets. So they like our services, the way that we communicate. So instead of getting the mandate for the bank, we got a 5 other mandate for these other real estate projects or bricks factory and all. So this is how this client has become the referral for you. In fact, so you can get more referral from the client itself and using your own network.
What would you say, if anything, I know you want to expand to more countries and so on, but what would you say, if anything, is your biggest bottleneck to growth right now?
I think it's a tough call. In fact, we are doing our network at the moment right now. I think the opportunities are huge, in fact. So the right people or the right partners, in fact, it's going to be challenging in the future as well as we speak right now, because we are doing n number of things. So the one of the bottleneck that we can really expand very quickly if we have a more experience or more dedicated partners. And say in M&A. So at present, say partners is doing the multiple products, multiple services on one hand. So in the Balkan region, the guy is being doing everything. So now we have to really think about it.
He's doing everything on his own.
He's the man in charge of this thing. So they may be losing some of the opportunities, which we should be now more focused on. Say if it is M&A within the country, you have 3-4 people, make sure that you do this. And then come to that one so that we can have more bandwidth, we can provide the most services. And so I think that's what I can see the bottleneck is being there.
So that's just in the Balkans. So is what I'm, let me make sure I'm capturing this correctly. So he's there doing everything on his own. Is it that, I mean, does he have sort of the typical startup founder problem where, you know, he's living out of scarcity and thinking, well, I can't afford to hire this person. I can't afford to hire that person. I mean, what's, you know, that's not uncommon anywhere where somebody doesn't want to spend money to grow their business, right?
Well, let me just rephrase in a way that start with example of the partner, the Balkan. Okay. Balkan has, they have a small team. In fact, that's small team. So what they I meant to say that since I mentioned about these 4 or 5 segments where we are, in fact, so 4 or 5 segments, Balkan can work because he might be doing, say, it's a small country, he can do it, right? But it comes to the Middle East, right? So we have 4 or 5 partners here. So in the Middle East, we have a lot of activities, a lot of things are going on, right? So we might be focusing on the 1 or 2 segment or 1 or 2 asset, probably we may be losing the other opportunities. And Middle East, especially in the UAE and Saudi Arabia, in fact, they have evolved a lot, in fact. And for the last few years, they changed a lot. A lot of investors has been attracted in the country as well. They open up the space as well. So, and we have expertise on every area, but we don't have any currently at the bandwidth, right, to focus on some of these specific areas. Just like I'll give you example, IT, right? IT is a huge, in fact, IT, we have an AI, everything. So we are missing on the AI bit at the moment right now. So we don't have any really expert guy or a partner who can really drive that AI. Some of the client will be needing the AI. So may might be referring to the companies who are doing the AI, right, but perhaps we can also do by ourselves.
So what would you say is the biggest, if you had to identify one thing that IFSOL would make the biggest impact in your business growth moving forward? Because you said, mentioned a number of different things.
So biggest, in fact, our M&A is one of the biggest. It's a difficult task, in fact. So M&A, we have a huge asset sitting on the sales side mandates. In fact, one of the assets which we intentionally did not sign the mandate on the buy side mandate, it was relating to one of the biggest real estate in the Las Vegas, in fact, the casino and the hotel as well, where he said need to exit. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's difficult to find the buyer. If you find the buyer, the process takes a long, in fact. But that's where, in fact, we have changed our perception or we changed our segment. We were focusing early on the M&A and advisory. Man said, no, I think that we should be doing some other routine type of things, say accounting, staff augmentation, IT, mm-hmm. so that at least we could provide the services. But in the meantime, we have, I think for the last 6 months, I think I must say that we have not focused pretty much on these large deal ticket size to be closed because we were taking the assets, we were building the portfolio of the various countries to make sure that we have a connectivity, we got all network opportunity comes in. Now, 2026 is a year of execution. That's what we are focusing at the moment right now.
Got it. How's your team structured? Well, kind of like your executive team and, you know, what does that look like?
Well, I think that it's very, very unique proposition that we are working. So as I told you, the partners means the five, six partners sits here and then every country is a partner, right? And every partner is responsible for his own team. So just like Balkan region, they have their own team. So, but all partners we collectively talk to together. In Pakistan, there's a partner is being there. And he has executive team as well with him because he's managing more people. So I have a back office function in Pakistan as well. So a team member just like marketing, staff, support staff being there. A couple of staffs being there with us who supports on a daily routine basis type of thing. So this is how we structured our team. So every country is responsible for their own P&L balance sheet as well. But when it comes to the expertise, so we are a one team. So any team lead comes in. So I'll give you an example that we got a two real estate project in Montenegro, which is owned by one of the guys. In fact, land has been bought, design has been approved, all approval has been there. So we are just looking for the JV partner. So he got a lead. The lead has been shared with the BIMEC team. Now everyone is looking at if any real estate project, if any developer is interested to go to that particular region, we can all collectively work together. So coming back, team, definitely every team is, every executive, every country is responsible for their own team, whether they would like to create the big team because they're responsible for their P&L. So that's where, in fact, we are surviving at the moment right now.
When we first talked, you also told me a little bit about that you were one at a bringing in or maybe going to expand into doing fractional CFO services. Is that still the case?
Yeah, no, actually the fractional CFO services, BuyMike does everything except for the fractional CFO services. So when I was in Canada, in fact, I used to contract with the CFO center in Canada. Now, and then I like the model. And
yes,
it's they started in 25 years in Canada, and sorry, in UK. So, and then they expanded to almost 17 plus countries. So currently, CFOs globally working as a fractional CFO. So that model I really like when I joined. So when I moved back to the Middle East, in fact, so I was in discussion with them. Why don't they come to the Middle East and we can support them? So after 2 years of continuous discussion with them, finally they came last year. So I became the founding regional director for here. And then we set up our own team, a small team of the CFOs.
Okay.
And luckily that we got few clients as well, although it's little bit late, in fact, because the starting process was a very cumbersome, definitely you need to everything, right? So to the website designing and from these toll-free numbers. And I didn't realize, in fact, that these all activities and then the finding the right CFOs and then the right CFO has to go for the underlying training. And I had to make sure that we get the really good CFOs who can bring the expertise and can add value.
Right.
So that's what we are providing, the fractional CFO services under this umbrella of the CFO Center.
Got it. How sustainable would you say, if you sort of look at your approach and where you're looking to grow, how sustainable would you say that is long term?
Well, I must say that when we started when we moved to here, so we were focusing on the expansion so that we create the brand and awareness, at least to the global. Then, but last year we realized that I think we should make a little bit pause. In fact, make sure that we park the car and then make sure that whatever we have in our truck or what we you can say whatever we, that we need to start organizing and selling. That's why the execution, we thought that we need to make sure that we deliver a few assets on exit, few assets on the deal side. CFO Center, I think that we are winning the businesses. It's late to start, but I think it's fine. We are going the right track as well. So and then 27 onwards, we will be planning to expand in multiple countries. So the Balkan, we are going to further 4 or 5 countries we are going to add. Marianne is going to add. We are in discussion right now with a few people in the Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore as well. So probably we will be going to, and the UK definitely is one of the segment is there. But it's going to, UK office is going to be just attract people from moving out from Canada to do expansion in other countries. So we will be having very small segment in the UK. So that's our plan, that probably I think 20, 30, probably we may have us 5-6 more countries.
Got
on
it.
Our,
And you spend a good deal of time on an airplane. How sustainable is, you know, that travel for you as you continue to grow the company?
I think travel breaks the business. That's what I feel that, as I told you, that I went to Kazakhstan. I went for the 1M to meet with the business, the bank owners, and that bank owner has 5 multiple businesses. So travel always helps when it comes. I had a lot of travel in 2025, but this time, in fact, we had only 3-4 travels. And next month, definitely, I'm going to UK as well, and then going to Oman, and then Saudi. But my trip is very short. It's not long-term, 1-2 days, 3 days. So I mix with these my obligations because I'm volunteering a few other things. I'm on the board in the ICAW as well. And I just took over a couple of board positions in one of the energy sector in Oman as well. So it gives me a lot of opportunity to learn a different segment and meet with the people and get the business. I think that's one thing which I think for the people who might be listening here, especially on these countries where a lot of taxation, by the US, Canada, UK, you name
it.
Impact.
When you say taxation, do you mean tariffs?
Well, I think that it's a tariff. In fact, we know that it swings, in fact, between the moods of the people, right? So we can't, I can't comment on that stage at the moment right now. But what I think that the companies, even individual family offices, they should have a right people in their team, first of all.
Right.
Business owner, family owner, should not assume they are the expert in the finance, mm-hmm. the expert in the strategy. Yeah, I think they may be having money, in fact. But the CFO and other people, they need to have a good CFO team member. I think the other bit is that they need to think about, because probably they may be doing the business as usual, earning the money, maybe 10 million, 5 million, but they must be losing some on the tech side. So the world evolves a lot. There are a lot of opportunities globally as well, mm-hmm. where someone has to think about to moving out expansion from the tax perspective and diversification perspective. But if you're doing the same job, same even within the F&B sector, you name it, mm-hmm. industrial, if you're doing the same thing, in 5 years' time, you're dead. The AI is coming up. A lot of things are going to change. The perception has been changed. The dynamics of the organizations and dynamics of the world economics has been changed. So one has to think about to go global, even if you're in the smaller scale. So people are not thinking at the moment right now. So I gave you an example, 0% personal tax. So people think, oh, Middle East, 0% tax, right? So corporate tax just implemented 9%. Mm-hmm. You pay, some countries pay 20%, 17%, 30% as a sales tax or VAT. Yeah, in the Middle East, in the UAE is 5% tax. In Saudi, definitely the increase is 15%, but
right.
It's a reasonable sum, right? So one has to think about, look for the opportunities overseas, and that's where we support them. And they can always connect with us. It's not necessarily on the call. We just, mm-hmm. We are not a lawyer. In fact, we charge on the minute-wise or second-wise, in fact. So they can always come to us, have a half an hour, 1 hour quick chat and get our feedback, what they would like to do, and then decide what they would like to do. And yeah.
So if somebody wants to reach you, what's the best way to do that?
We got an email. In fact, it's adnan@bimeccanada.com.
Adnan@bimeccanada.com.
In fact, I can be reachable on the LinkedIn as well. It's Adnan Haroon, you can say that. Bimec, my name should appear mm-hmm. on the LinkedIn side as well. So I can be reachable from there. So it's very easy, in fact.
Okay. Well, Adnan Haroon, founder of Bimec Group, thanks for spending time with me today. I appreciate it.
Many thanks. And it was a pleasure to speak to you, Carol. And you have a lovely day ahead.
Thanks for listening to Evolving Your Workplace. Is there a topic you want to discuss? Let us know what you think in a review. And don't forget to click follow to stay up to date on upcoming episodes. Thanks again for listening, and see you next time.